The third reading of Parshas Balak. Things are going to really heat up now. Yesterday we began already the notion of Bilam's early rising. And he saddles donkeys all by himself, disfigured by hate. Bilam is not ready to proceed. Guess what? God is angry. Chapter 22, verse 22. Vayichar af elikim. God's anger flares. Ki heilach, because he's going. Ki heilachu. Vayisyatzev malach Hashem. And so a restraining angel suddenly appears. Baderech. He comes in the way. L'satan lay, to confound him. Vahu reichev al asayne. And he is riding his donkey. Ushneina orav imay, and his two young lads are with him. Why is God angry? Didn't God just tell him he can go? So Ramban says, because he didn't tell the messengers that he was going conditionally. He didn't tell them God said you can go, but you can't do as you please. He made it as if he's in his own hands, so to speak. And the second thing Ramban says is because Bilam presented it as if, yesterday he told me no, today he told me yes. Essentially creating what they call a Chil Hashem. He mocked God in front of these people. And then he set off, so this made God's anger flare against him. But very interestingly, despite the fact that God's anger flares against him, the angel that's sent, that's dispatched to restrain him, is actually not out to get Bilam, as you'll see. So ki hoylech hu, because he's going, in other words, says Ur HaChaim, he seems to be going by himself. He doesn't say, God let me go. I'm going. Yeah, I can do this all by myself. And so an angel comes l'satan like. What does it mean that an angel comes l'satan? Do we have sound? Yeah? Okay, good.
Hold them back.
So the Daz Zakenu in Bali HaTesfer says that the word l'satan means to frighten him, or to shake him down. However, the word l'satan often means to obstruct. The satan is an obstruction. The satan is to obstruct. He's obstructing Bilam in his path. Bilam is down the path of self-destruction. And the malach comes to obstruct him. And therefore, if you take a look in Rashi, he says something very interesting. Ki hoylechu, what does it mean? The emphasis, it says ki hoylechu, just say, what's who? It says Rashi, ra, Bilam saw, shadova rabbeini amokim, that this was bad in Hashem's eyes. But nonetheless, v'nisav alelech. God is angry? He got even more excited about it. This motivated him. And that made God very angry.
Nice guy.
Oh, yeah, right.
Nice guy, yeah?
Yeah, he doesn't know who
he's
dealing with.
L'satan lai. What is the meaning of l'satan? Rashi tells us, malach shel rachamim hoya. This was a merciful angel. L'satan lai is not out to get him. This angel wanted to stop him from sinning so that he doesn't destroy himself. So that he won't sin. And self-destruct. Who was this angel? So it's interesting. Rashi's approach is that it was a malach of rachamim. And that fits very nicely with the Pirush HaRikeach, who says this was mechol ha-malach. Mechol is the malach of chesed, of rachamim. The Ibn Ezra suggests that there was a person. It's very hard to understand that could be, because if it was a person, why didn't Bilam see him? But it's what he says. And this is consistent with Ibn Ezra's Shita, when it says when Yosef meets a person, so Rashi says it's a malach. Ibn Ezra also says it's a person. The Baal HaTurim says it was Gavriel HaMalach. Now Gavriel is the malach of Gevura, that L'satan, so he seems to read into L'satan Lai as actually to harm him. But no, Rashi says, follows the approach, that this was a malach who was of rachamim. Well, if he's of rachamim, why is he called a satan? Everybody knows that the satan is the arch evil angel. So the Sefarno says, anytime you have an obstruction, something which restrains your path, that could be called satan. So to satanize means to get in the way. That's really what it means. So the satan is an obstruction. And therefore, Bilam is faced with an obstruction. Who are the young people that are with him? Bilam, Balak, and Hui Lui. So the Targum Yonasan ben Uzziel says it was his two children. He actually had children. And the names were Yunus and Yamrus. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. Bilam is setting out, and the angel comes, L'satonle. Now, who these people are clearly is not of relevance in Pshut HaShel Mikra, but why are there even two people going with him? So Rashi says, Mikan, we can see La'ad B'chashuv, the person of great prominence, Hayetz L'derech, who goes out onto the way, She'yelech imay shnei anoshim l'shamshet. This guy's got to be not one aide de coupe, but rather two. Why? Because if the assistant needs something, then what will Bilam do? So therefore, Chayzim u'mishamshim zeze, they help each other. Otherwise, if you would have Bilam going out with an aide, with an assistant, if the assistant would need help, he'd have to ask Bilam for help, and that wouldn't be appropriate. So Bilam is a very prominent individual, doesn't go alone, has an entourage, and this angel is out to stop him. Vateide ha'asin es malach Hashem. The donkey, the she-donkey, the foal, he sees this angel of God, Nitzav v'aderech, standing right there in the way. V'charba yishlufa b'yaday. And there is a drawn sword in his hand. Vateita osim in haderech. So the she donkey begins to move off the way, kind of trots off the path. Vatelech besada. Instead of following the highway, it now goes on the field. Vayach Bilam es haosin. Bilam strikes the donkey, lahateisa haderech, in order to get it to go back onto the highway, go back onto the beaten path. Rashi says, Vateira haosin. What do you mean, Vateir? It doesn't say, Vateiru, they saw. It says the donkey saw. Why did only the donkey see? It says Rashi, the donkey saw, but v'hu Bilam leira. And why is this? Shenasna kadosh baruch hu reshus l'behema liris yesim in adam. Hashem gave permission to donkeys to see alternate realities that human beings cannot see. And this is because, not because animals are more virtuous or on a higher level than people, but rather, shemitech sheyesh beidas, because people who have minds to lose may lose their minds. But the donkey doesn't have a mind to begin with. Because a person would, kashiro mazikim, when you would see these demonic or destructive forces, this would cause some kind of breakdown. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu hides it from people, and people do not see an alternate reality. But the animals can. And there are many examples of this biblically. Famously, there's a man named Elisha who arrives in a town, and there was a very wise woman, her name was the Shunammis, and she notices that wherever the Navi goes, the little vermin, the squirrels, they scamper away. And she said, something here, right? And there's some people have stories of their dogs, they think see things or know things. It's definitely possible. V'char be'shlufa b'yadeh. So it's not just an angel on the way, he's got a drawn sword. Why did he come with a sword? Angels need swords to kill. Angels need swords to fight. So Rashi says, Omar, God said, Rasha zeh niyech kli umnasa. This Rasha left aside his profession. Shekli zeinon shalom sa'ilom becherev. The profession of our enemies, like Esav, al charba chatifche, living by his sword, is with the sword. V'hu ba'aleim befiv. But he's coming against them, not with a sword of violence, but rather with the specter and threat of a curse. In other words, the use of his verbiage. That is the Jewish gift, as it says, "Kol Kol Yaakov," the voice of Jacob. Shehu Amanas Shalahem. God said, "You're using their methodology, and I'll use your methodology." Afani Etfei says, "Shaloi, I'll bring your own methodology against you, but Avi Alav but Umnase, I'll come against you in the thing that you typically use." V'chacha Yosefei, my dear friends, this is how it ended. V'ez Bilam ben Ba'ir Harge Becharev. Bilam ben Ba'ir is killed, and he's killed by the sword, and it's because that the angel who revealed himself was not really coming just to frighten him or scare him, but ultimately the angel was kind of sending him a message. This is where you're heading. You will in the end face the sword. Bad idea. Don't do this. But the Bilam doesn't get the message, or he doesn't want to get the message. Now, Ramban, and certainly Rabag, They have like an issue with this whole business of the donkey seeing and Bilam not seeing. Like, they want to suggest that the donkey sensed rather than saw. And this is all metaphoric. But Rashi does not take it that way. Rashi takes this literally. It says, Bateire ha'asen, it must be that he saw. So if Bilam is coming to strike a nation, and how does he strike a nation? With his words. Why does he strike the donkey? Why doesn't he use his words? This is such a powerful word. So again, say the donkey, hey, giddy up, whatever you say, get back on the path. So very interesting answer is given by the Baal Turim. He says that Bilam had a limited amount of effective verbiage, at least negative verbiage. He didn't want to use it for the donkey. He didn't want to use up his supply. So he was putting it away for the Jewish people. He said, if I use it for the donkey, then I can't use it for the Jews. So for this, I'll use my stick, and then when it'll come to the Jews, then I'll use my power of my words. They journey on, and what happens? Now he's on the field. Bilam is striking his donkey. Verse 24, Vayamid Malach Hashem b'mishal akromim. Now the angel stands in the row of vineyard, in the vineyard of grapes. Goder mizeh v'goder mizeh. It's a narrow path, and there's a gate on one side and a gate on the other side. Narrow pass, narrow path in the vineyard. What do you do? Vateira ha'osnes Malach Hashem. The donkey again sees the angel of God, vatilochetz el hakir, and so he begins to squeeze against the wall as if to go around the angel. Vatilchatz esregel Bilam, and in doing so, he ended up crushing the foot of Bilam. El hakir, he squeezes the foot of Bilam into the wall. Yasef lahakir, so Bilam does not obviously enjoy this, and so he hits him even further. He continues to beat his donkey. Rashi says, what is a mishael? What does it mean? And it basically explains to us that a mish'oil is a shvil, is a pathway. Kitargume, like Unglus renders it. Bishvil karmaya. So bishvil means in a pathway. And the point that this was a very narrow area. So earlier the donkey saw the angel, it went off onto the path. But here the donkey sees it's a narrow area and the angel's right in front. He doesn't have anywhere to go. Rashi brings us now another example. V'chenim yishpik afar shemrim l'sha'olim. This speaks about the words, this is the words of Hadad ben Medad, the king of Aram, who came with his army, and he is going to fight in the Shomron. He's going to lay siege to them. And he is kind of mocking the king of the kingdom of Israel. And he says, even all the dust of the Shomron wouldn't be enough to stick to the feet of my army. And the point he makes is the pathway. That's the message. V'chein mi madad v'sha'olei mayim. A pasuk from the prophecies of Yeshayahu HaNavi. Here Isaiah speaks about who can compare to God who goes in watery pathways. That's God can travel anywhere. Obviously people can't. V'raglov v'hiluchay. In the, so to speak, God's way, where this is like splitting open the Red Sea and so on and so forth. Okay. So the bottom line is it's a path, a narrow path. And in this narrow path, he squeezes Bilam's leg. Rashi says, Goder mizeh u'mizeh. It was a gate on either side, not a picket fence, but rather, Stam goder shalavonim hayo. When the word gate shows up in scriptural literature, it generally means a stone wall. Here's something very interesting. The Tanchuma in Parshas Vayetze says that this wall, this kir, was actually a pile of stones. Which pile of stones? The pile of stones that was built by Father Jacob. So Yaakov Avinu's stones, we're now getting in Bilam's way. And Bilam wants to go curse Yaakov's children. Vateira ha'asen is Malach Hashem. Pardon me. Vayesef Malach Hashem, verse 26. The angel continues our verse to try to pass through. Vayamedu mokim tzor. And now the angel stands in this narrow area. Asher ein derech lintis yimin ismel. There's no room. There's no room to go. They're now in this narrow place. And the angel of God is right in front, and the donkey can't proceed. Rashi says that this business is by Yosef Malach Hashem Aver, and now that he goes further, doesn't allow him to go now. Laver oid lefanov lahalach liyes lefanov v'mokim acher. He wanted to try to get away. Aver means he wants to pass the Malach. He wanted to get past this. But now he couldn't get past him anymore. He couldn't go past the Malach. The Malach is blocking him. Kimoy, for example, with Yaakov Avinu going in front of his family, it says, "Who avar lefneim." So Aver doesn't just mean to go through. It means to go ahead of. He wants to go ahead of the angel, get away from him. Medrash Agada Yeshu Tanchuma. There's a Medrash Agada that says, "Ma ra." What kind of motivated the angel? Lamed b'shleishim b'kayim is to stop Bilam in these three places. And the answer is Simone Ovis Herohu. He essentially showed the sign of the fathers of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. So what does this mean? It means the first time they stopped, they went off the way, and he went in the Sada. That's a remez, that's a hint to Avraham Avinu. Now, Avraham Avinu, it wasn't an absolute situation. He had other children other than Yitzchak. So therefore, that represents the field, kind of to go away on the side. But there's still a little wiggle room. Then came Yitzchak. Yitzchak's in a narrow spot. There was only one other child. That's Esav. And then came the third encounter. There's no wiggle room anymore. There's nobody else. There's 12 Shvatim. They're all the ancestors of this nation that you're trying to go and curse. And so at this point, the Malach cannot proceed anymore. Verse 27, Malach Hashem. The donkey sees again the angel of God, Vatirbats, so it crouches. Tachas Bilam, it just collapses. It's not going to go any further. Vayicharav Bilam. Bilam is infuriated. Vayachas Ha'asin V'makal. It begins to viciously beat this poor little donkey. At that moment, when Bilam is beating the donkey, all of a sudden, Vayitzach Hashem is Pia Asa. Now God opens the mouth of the donkey. Vatoimer leBilam, and the she-donkey says to Bilam, Me'al Siselecho, what have I done to you? Ki kisani zeh sholo shegolam, and you gave me 3 beatings. And Bilam now is talking to a donkey. Vayemer Bilam Lassan, Bilam responds. And he says, Ki esalalta me, because you made fun of me. You made a fool of me. Lu yesh cherev beyadi, if I was right now with a sword in hand, ki ataraktich, I'd kill you on the spot. This is ridiculous. Rashi says, Zeh sholosh regolim, Ramaz le'atem avakesh la'aker uma hachageges sholosh regolim ashana. Why did the donkey use these words? That itself was a message. You want to try to uproot a nation that celebrates 3 festivals a year, which also calls regolim. And Bilam's response says, you know why I beat you? Hisalalta. Rashi says, look at the Targum. The Targum says, you made a fool out of me. Lashon genai, you bizoyan, you disgraced me. You take away my dignity. Lu yesh cherev biyadi, if only I'd have a sword, says Rashi, gnus gedoyla hayla. This was an unbelievable embarrassment for Bilam. The enei hasarim, in the eyes of the ministers who had accompanied him. Zeh hayla chlaharig umushleim b'fiv. This fellow was trying to kill a whole nation by the power of his mouth. Well, la'os and zeh, but to deal with his own donkey, klintzerech l'zayinik. Then for here, his words don't suffice. For here, he actually needs a sword. And the donkey begins to speak to Bilam, and he says to him, "Vatayimir asno Bilam." The donkey says to Bilam, "Alei anochi asoincha shorachavta olai meitcha adayim. I am your beloved donkey. You've been riding me, and riding me has multiple means over here. Literally riding him and riding him like Bilam rode his donkey. And ahasken hiskanti lasis l'chakoy. Did I ever do anything like this to you? I let you abuse me in all kinds of ways." And Bilam said, "No, you never did anything to me." He had to agree. He had to admit it. And at that point, verse 31, suddenly Bilam sees. Vayigal Hashem eseni Bilam. Bilam's eyes are opened. Vayar es malach Hashem. He sees the angel of God. Nitzav baderech. There he is, the angel of God standing erect in the pathway. Vachar b'shlufa, he sees the drawn sword. Vayikad v'yishtachu l'apav, and then he bows down. And the angel begins to berate Bilam. And he says, what did you hit this donkey for? What are you beating him for? And Bilam, the donkey saw me, the donkey is trying to save you. And Bilam says, I sinned. I didn't know, but if you want, I'll go back home. And the angel says, if I want, like, what is this, a joke or something? You know what God wants. He says, you want to keep going? I'm not going to stop you. But remember, proceed with caution and at your own risk. So why did the donkey have to speak? Ramban says this is a message to Bilam. In the same way God can make a donkey speak, in the same way you will be like a donkey, meaning you will have the words that Hashem puts in your mouth and nothing else. As the Kli Yakar says, this was a message to Bilam, you will be like a donkey. Whatever words will be put, just as the donkey doesn't usually speak and has no will of its own, words will put in his mouth, this is the way you will be. And at this point, the Malach steps aside, and Bilam makes the fateful decision to continue. So here's the big question. The Malach is a Malach of Rachma. The Malach came to stop Bilam to restrain him. He came to bring him a message that this is a bad idea for you. So for heaven's sake, why don't you just reveal yourself to the guy? The Malach should show up, and Malach should say, Bilam, bad idea. Let's go home. You're going to self-destruct. Instead, the Malach appears to the donkey. The donkey can't continue going. Squeezes Bilam's leg against the wall. What does he have a God Samaisa for? 3 times Bilam has to beat the donkey until finally, Vayogel Hashem, his eyes are open and Bilam himself sees the donkey. Page Samach Gimel in the Biurim book, Simen Ches, this question is actually asked by the Mefarshim. Gersanides, Rabbi Levi ben Gershon Rabag asked this question. He says, Lama, L'shem man niska kamalach l'sidra koyarucha. Why did the Malach need this whole order of miracles, amazing miracles, where the donkey goes this way and donkey goes that way? Sense. Just reveal yourself. Reveal yourself to begin with to the Bilam. Bilam would open his eyes. He would see an angel. He would get off his donkey and say, I'm sorry. What do you want? And the angel would say, what are you doing? And Bilam would say, I'm going to curse the Jewish people. And the angel would say, yeah, I don't think that's a good idea. And Bilam would say, no, that's okay. All right. And then he goes. Like why am Maisa business with the donkey this way and donkey that way? 3 encounters with the donkey. Bilam beats the donkey until finally Vayagal Hashem. Incidentally, Ralbag, as well as Rambam and Mor Nevuchim, therefore take this verse away from its literal meaning. And they say this is all a metaphor. It's a dream. It's imagery. It didn't actually happen. But the problem is, in Pshut HaShem Mikra, we have absolutely no indication of that. When you learn these Pesukim literally, these verses read just like every other verse reads. There's no indication that this is not literal. And furthermore, the Mishnah that we just read this past Shabbos says that one of the things Hashem created in the twilight just before the first Shabbos was Pi Ha'asim, the mouth of the donkey. So it's not a dream. It's not a miracle. According to the Mishnah, it's literal. So the Pasuk seems literal. The Mishnah seems literal. And therefore, we need an answer in Derech HaPshat. Whatever, there's metaphoric answers in Shivim Panim LaTorah. There are many different facets of the Torah. But on a literal level, what was happening here? So the Rebbe explained it like this. Later on the verse, Vayokar Likimo Bilam, God happens upon Bilam. Rashi says, Vayokar? Doesn't it say Vayikra by Moshe, he called to Bilam? Why Vayokar? So Rashi says, Vayokar is Lashin Arai. That Vayokar comes from the terminology of something which is, well, not exactly choreographed and carefully thought through. It's like, it happens. It's something which is almost tangential. Lashin Gnai, it's an uncomfortable, it's an undignified kind of thing. Lashin Tumas Keri, it comes from the terminology of a happening where people might become spiritually defiled because of stuff that happens, like a nocturnal dream which brings a person to a state of ritual impurity. Kiloimar, in other words, Bikushi will be Bizoyan. This comes, Hashem does reveal himself to Bilam, but it's as if difficult, as if. It's a shameful, disgraceful thing. Lehoya nigla olav vayim, Rashi says. He wouldn't reveal himself during the day. Ela b'shvil laharis chibasin shal Yisrael. God would only appear to Bilam in the dead of the night. He came to him during the day, not for Bilam, but because of Hashem's love for Yisrael, to make the Jewish people look good. Kalemar, in other words, let's just take this Rashi out of its meaning. Bilam, al afa yesi navi, although Bilam was a prophet, that's true, God did speak to him. But Adam kainachas v'shafal, he was such a lowlife. I mean, this guy slept with his donkey. Achakadish baruch hu nimna mil his galas b'fan of v'hakas. God didn't want to reveal himself to Bilam when he was in a state of wakeness. Unless there was a need for it. The need for it was for chibas and shal yisrael, to bring the Jewish people a blessing, fine. But otherwise, God didn't want to do this. And Lehoyim is Galil, if God would not reveal himself, Ela Bederach Shal Gnai Obizayin, in a manner of which is demeaning and disgraceful. That's the kind of revelation Bilam had. Ulafi Zev, the Rebbe says, based on this logic, and this approach, we could also say that his Galus Shal HaMalach, that revelation of an angel to Bilam, Behokits when he's awake, also was a Stoya Mahanah Gadogil, was also an abnormal, unusual thing. It was also something exceptional. Isn't the regular to reveal himself to a Bilam, and Bilam should see an angel? Bilam was not deserving of this. He wasn't deserving of seeing an angel. And therefore, the angel had to use a whole order of different ways in which it tried to stop Bilam. Easier. It was easier to reveal himself to a donkey than to reveal himself to Bilam. Like Rashi said, because animals have no issues. Animals can see things. They don't have a mind to lose. But for Bilam to see something, that's a big deal. That's called a revelation. And the Malach didn't want to reveal himself to Bilam. So why did he in the end? Because he had no choice. He tried once and twice and a third time. And all Bilam is doing is giving his donkey a drubbing. So at this point, there was no point. He couldn't do anything else. He's between a rock and a hard spot. The donkey collapsed, and Bilam is beating him. So at that point, the Malach, having no choice, revealed himself to Bilam. The kach is gala Malach tchilo. Therefore, the angel first revealed himself leini awesome to the eyes of the donkey. Shekein is gala shom Malach leini behema. For an angel to reveal himself to the eyes of an animal is actually kala yeser. It's much easier than revealing yourself to a person. It didn't help. And then Pasach Hashem is piyasa. Then God opens the mouth of the donkey. Shekein afilu neis kei gadol. Even such an extraordinary miracle as a talking donkey was still easier than an angel having to reveal himself to people. And people want to know why they can't see angels. It's easier for God to make a donkey talk. You don't just see angels. A miracle happened and the donkey talked and it didn't work. And Bilam is carrying on a conversation. Why'd you hit me? He tells him why he hit him. And they're just having it out. And he's not getting it. At that point, that's when the Malach took the very highly unusual step of revealing himself to Bilam. And this is, of course, follows the approach of Rashi, that this was a Malach, an angel of Rachamim. And because it was an angel of mercy, he actually cared about Bilam. But it was a painful thing to do. And therefore, he took all kinds of extraordinary steps, even to the point of what was painful for the Malach, as long as he'll be able to reveal himself, as long as the Malach will finally be able to get through to Bilam, hopefully to stop him. But Hashem never takes away freedom of choice. So freedom of choice wasn't taken from him. Bilam had the choice to make. And he made the wrong choice. He should have gotten it. If an angel had to come and play this whole game, stopping his donkey and eventually revealing himself to him, say, where are you going? And Bilam continues on his way. Well, in that case, the cast is die. Bilam's choice has been made. And he continues now on the path to self-destruction.
Set out wrong to begin with. He ain't going to change.
Bilam set out wrong to begin with. But it was a Malach Shel Rachamim.
Yeah.
A Malach Shel Rachamim. And he hoped to be able to influence Bilam. But obviously, in the end, it didn't work. And even though it seems like a very bad thing, Hashem makes sure it turns out to be a phenomenal thing. Wonderful blessings come to us as a result.
Amen. An analogy.